Welcome to your Saturday, January 11th, 2025 edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, delivered by me, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. To stay updated with more amazing content from us, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Now, without further ado, let's dive into what's been happening in the Australian financial services industry lately. The issues around retirement income products appear to be gaining prominence, a sentiment resonating with industry funds and financial advisors. Experts from Chant West and Morningstar Australasia have shared concerns over complexities, high fees, and the inability of default options to meet retiree needs. Calls are ramping up for a stronger collaboration between all parties involved, coupled with the power of advanced technology to enhance the advice process. Targeting personalized recommendations and deeper understanding of retirement products will ultimately better serve new retirees. Transitioning our focus to the broader financial landscape of 2025, experts highlight a plethora of challenges, from evolving market dynamics and legislative reforms to the transformative impact of technology. Client expectations for high returns, possibly inflated by bullish equity trends and cryptocurrency interests, challenge the financial reality. Additionally, new educational requirements loom over the horizon, potentially triggering industry reshaping and business mergers. Artificial intelligence strides into the spotlight, promising a transformative role, but political reforms are expected to complicate matters. To wade through these waters, robust client communication and strategic planning have become vital. Now, on to controversy surrounding the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, as they implement a new $2.50 fee for cash withdrawals at branches. The move sparked a mixture of worry and backlash, not unlike the situation experienced by Commonwealth Bank. Their intent, however, is to encourage the transition from physical branches towards a digital banking future. Despite 90% of transactions already being digital, customer preferences have stayed rooted to in-person services. Herein lies the challenge: how to accommodate traditional customers while pressing ahead with digital transformation. Finally, our attention turns to the innovative field of cyber risk management, where catastrophe bonds are gaining attention as a solution. This finding arises from a report by the Geneva Association, which notes an astounding climb in cyber insurance premiums from $1.5 billion in 2013 to $15 billion last year. Amid these surging figures, traditional insurers grapple with unpredictable cyber losses. Hence, the introduction of catastrophe bonds offers new risk transfer mechanisms. As the nascent cyber bond market grows, the onus lies on evolving market conditions and collaboration to build cyber resilience, securing businesses in the age of digital dominance. Well, that's the news for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, hoping that you continue to stay informed and savvy in the realm of your personal and business finances. Until next time.